Welcome to A Startup a Week, Episode 1, Monday.
The challenge. Our team has 5 days to design, build, test, and launch an online application. At the end of the week, the team will present their project to a panel of judges. Can the team come together and create a startup in a week?
Welcome to Seattle, Washington, and the pilot episode of A Startup a Week. My name is Kevin Lenaway. This project started with an idea I had to bring together a team of some of the top developers and designers from within the Seattle startup community, present them with an idea, and see what they could create within 1 week.
I started by contacting one of the top Facebook developers in Seattle, Adam Loving.
So I got started programming when I was really young. My first computer was an Atari 800. My dad would always write these Lotus macros that would take, you know, 10 or 20 minutes to run. So I invented this couple lines of code for his macro that would cause the cursor to bump against the edge of the spreadsheet, which would make your PC make this beeping noise. So I gave him this 3 lines of code to put at the end of every macro so he could go get a coffee and you could hear from outside your office when the macro is done running because it just is beeping. So I submitted that to Lotus Magazine. I think I was in 7th grade, and I was in the good ideas column of Lotus Magazine with my little code tip, which I thought I was still proud of. It's really great.
For the designer, Adam recommended that I talk to Design Commission, a local design agency here in Seattle. That's how I met Jay Dawkin.
My name's Jay Dawkin. I do graphic design, website design, software development. I love working on projects that have a compressed timeline like this, turning things around quickly, making things happen. I'm excited to be here, excited to be involved, and hopefully we can create something cool and meaningful in a short amount of time here.
And to fill in the role of the marketer, I recruited one of my good friends and coworkers, Kyle Cressman.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I guess I studied that in school because I thought that would actually lead to me actually becoming an entrepreneur. I've taken that entrepreneurial spirit into every job I've had. I'm a big skier. I live for skiing. I'm a big ski racer. And I like riding my bike too, hanging out, traveling a bit, mostly just relaxing though. Pretty relaxed guy.
Once the team was in place, Kyle and I came up with an idea. On the first day of the project, we went through some initial introductions and Kyle presented the idea to the team.
So guys, let me tell you about an idea I had for this project. It really started when I started reading this book, Leaving Microsoft to Change the World by John Wood. Really interesting story, interesting guy who ended up actually on a vacation hiking through the Himalayas, discovering this village. So they didn't have any books or, you know, things like that. And so John just sent off an email to some of his friends while he was over there saying, hey, can you guys donate some books? And the response was just absolutely overwhelming. He ended up actually getting so many books that it filled his parents' garage from floor to ceiling. And he then later on delivered those books to the village. I think it'd be really cool if we actually leveraged that Facebook platform as a social connection, and the social connections that it has associated with it, to actually allow people to build projects and help with their communities actually fund these sort of things, hopefully raising money and doing some good for the world and helping out this great cause.
So here's how the app could work. The way that John Wood's Foundation, Room to Read, normally works is that you contact the Room to Read corporate office in San Francisco and adopt a specific project. This could be a school, a computer lab, or a scholarship for a student in a developing nation. To raise the funds, you throw a party, invite your friends, and raise money for a Room to Read project. A single location for a donation rally is great, but it only works in one place. The idea is to create a Facebook application based on the same concept. The app lets you work together with your social network to adopt a Room to Read project. You have the option to donate directly to the cause or to invite your friends to participate. Once you have enough people involved, the fundraising power can spread virally throughout Facebook. The goal is to bring in enough money in 1 month to build a computer lab for students in Cambodia.
What are some of the things that we're going to have to be thinking about as we approach this problem?
We should take a close look at what they're doing already, because they'll already have expertise in, you know, what are the methods that people like to use to donate, mm-hmm. what are the projects they like to sponsor, and really just concentrate on giving them a viral front end, right? So
exactly.
Expose those actions that people take on a social network so mm-hmm. that their friends can see it and their friends can pile on, and therefore we'll just bring that much more visibility to their app in this new sort of user interface, without and staying out of the way of the transactions as much as possible.
You know, absolutely.
And more visibility.
One of the really powerful things about this idea is the fact that there's really something real behind what you're doing on Facebook, as mm-hmm. opposed to lots of apps that are on there now. You know, you give somebody a beer, you don't really give somebody a beer. They never get a beer. They get kind of a virtual beer. Mm-hmm. So
connecting that virtual world with the real world.
Yeah, I mean, that right there is, you know, is kind of the next level of things in a way.
After the team talked through the basics of the idea, we headed into the conference room to brainstorm.
It's almost like the person who gets the most other people to donate is the person who...
That's true. From our perspective, it's not as much about the amount as it's much as about the,
so,
the
yes.
breadth of the spread.
So I don't care. I the guy who gets 100 people to donate $1 beats the person who gets right. 2 people to donate $50.
So I'm thinking for the top 10 list, you could have the person in first place, their name be on this plaque image that we would create, and whoever's in first place at any given time, they're able to, you know, share this with their friends, their name is on the school somehow.
Here's what I'm thinking in terms of the brick piece and the technical aspect, because there's a couple things. It's one is, if we have to make bricks cost enough, we have to make the minimum amount enough that it makes sense to do it via PayPal, because they take out, what, 25 cents or something?
I like relating it to the brick and not saying donation, but buy a brick, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's, you're buying something, you're not
right.
donating. It's
right.
like, buy a brick.
It's,
if this guy gets to day 20 and has only raised $10,000 and is not going to make it, that money still is contributing to the same school, right?
Right.
No, I think it should all disappear.
Yeah, it should be us.
We that would
be
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, it's cool, like, you know, like,
wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Sorry.
Better like next week.
There's going to be a lot of work here to get done in a week, and it'll be interesting to see if we can actually make it, if we can actually get it done, because I know there's a lot of stuff we've got to do.
In terms of how likely it is that this application will succeed, I'm a little bit skeptical. I might ask for one more revolutionary change from the team tomorrow. I'm going to think about it overnight tonight. But basically, you know, as I've been saying throughout the day, stuff on Facebook only spreads through your friends, and donating is going to be a hard sell. And I don't know what the answer to that is, but that's going to be a challenge for us, I'm sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think it'll succeed. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna start out here thinking that this is going to be a failure. It's not. I think going into this, I think there's a good chance that this is going to take off and we can actually build a computer lab or build a reading room. You know, I think there's a high chance.
So the great thing about this project is that no matter what happens, we'll be helping somebody in some form or another. And, you know, so much of the business world and the apps on Facebook are so much about self-promotion and, you know, grubbing a few pennies for every ad click, that no matter what we do, we'll actually be helping somebody and not just promoting ourselves, but doing work, good work for a real cause, and that feels really good.
Coming up on A Startup a Week, Adam shows how to get started building your own Facebook application. The team gets some advice on how to build a word-of-mouth marketing campaign.
If you're having to spend much of money at all on marketing, you're doing something wrong.
And the phone call that puts the entire project at risk.